You're listening to the Pedal Pumping Podcast, the podcast that explores and celebrates all things pedal pumping. I'm your host, Mimi Footnip, and I'm a pedal pumping content creator and foot model. You can check out my website, mimifootnip.com, to learn more about me. Today, I want to start the episode, of course, by thanking my patrons and turning off my phone. Sorry about that. Tevin, Riker, Not a Golfer, Rayshawn, Eric J, Cranking Fan, Rocket Man, Havaianas Fan, Austin, Joe, Classic Gas Pedals, JB, and Mellow Mustang, a new patron. Welcome to the group, Mellow Mustang. I'm really excited to have new patrons. And I also added a $5 tier in addition to the $10 and $20 tiers. And I'll review that quickly. So the $5 tier is just supporting, it's basically just a support the podcast kind of tier. And then the $10 tier, in addition to supporting the podcast, I will read your stories, $10 patrons. I will read your stories on the podcast. And then for my ride or die, $20 a month patrons, in addition to supporting the podcast, I will shout you out on the podcast. I will read your stories on the podcast. You get bonus content like stories that I narrate, pics, vids, etc. And also, you can be a guest on the podcast. So I've kind of reworked Patreon and what I'm offering there. And it's not going to be a lot of content. It's going to be more community-based. And that's really, I feel like the value to me of the podcast is having this community of pedal pumping enthusiasts. And I love that. I love having people who love pedal pumping in my life. And so if that's something that seems interesting to you or you just want to check it out, you can over at patreon.com/pedalpumpingpodcast. And today, I'm not even really sure what I want to talk about today, but I wanted to mention the changes on Patreon. And then I'm thinking about selling Marky Mark, my 1997 Mercury Grand Marquis. I mean, I just bought this thing back in June, but somebody left me a note on my car the other day saying that they were, as a neighbor, saying they're interested in buying it. And so I might be interested in selling it if we can come up with an agreeable price. So I may not have that. I may keep it. I don't know. Like, it's not a done deal yet, but I may be selling it. So if you want a custom with the Grand Marquis, please hit me up by email, mimifootnip@gmail.com, so we can talk about the details of that. I will be putting content from the Grand Marquis on OnlyFans, and I think there's a little bit already on OnlyFans and on Clips for Sale, and more content will be rolling out, but I just don't know how long I'm going to have the car for customs. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. And the same thing with the Oldsmobile. I will be selling the Oldsmobile, like, definitely by the end of this year. So Oldsmobile and Mercury, if you're interested in custom content or want to get in on that. And I plan to hang on to some footage so that I will be kind of trickling it out into next year as well. But unfortunately, people will message me long after I've sold a car and say, hey, I want a custom in that 92 Jeep that I bought when I lived in Hawaii last year. And I'm like, oh, I sold it and I don't even live in Hawaii anymore. So, or the Volvo or the Porsche, or, you know, there's other cars that I've worked with in the past and I just don't have those vehicles anymore. Maybe one day on one of my trips to the junkyard, I will encounter an old car. Obviously not the cars that I bought in Hawaii. Remember, I had that 02 Corolla as well. That was a fun little car. It was gutless. It had no power. That's one thing I have to say I really like about the Mercury. It's a V8, and the Oldsmobile's a V6. So the only four banger that I currently own is my Jeep, which is, you know, pretty slow, but it's not meant to be fast. And I don't even drive it on the freeway because it only has three speeds, like three gears. It does have overdrive, but it doesn't stop very easily because it doesn't have power brakes. And so if I had to slam on my brakes on the freeway, I would probably be like through the car in front of me. And it doesn't have airbags or like a shoulder strap, like seatbelt or doors. I mean, I don't really feel safe going at high speeds in the Jeep. It is a chill, like cruise the beach, you know, like go slow and be noticed kind of vehicle. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, that's the update on my cars. I have my eye on possibly something else, but I'm just gonna keep it under wraps until I'm sure, because there's been so many times that I thought I was close to buying a new car and then the deal falls through, or I find something out about the vehicle, or the person, like, I don't know, disappears, or they say they already sold it, or they're not, you know, a million things happen. So until, like, I have the title or I've signed the documents at least, then I'm not gonna tease you guys with stories of new possible cars. I'm always on the lookout. I'm always looking for like something fun and new and a good deal to play with. So I don't know exactly what I want to talk about in today's episode, except for that I think I'll play an excerpt of a story that I wrote and narrated. And the full story, it's actually in three parts, and it's all on Patreon, or at least I think the first two parts are on Patreon. Maybe the third part will be coming out in the next days. I'll play a little excerpt from that, and I'm trying to think if there's anything else like pedal pumping on my mind recently. I've got brake failure on my mind. I would like to explore that more. Maybe I can get Riker to come on the podcast and chat with me about it. I haven't really had any takers on the, like, hey, let me interview you and ask you some questions about your pedal pumping fetish. So if any of you top tier patrons want to do that, let me know. I would love to schedule a call with you. Like we can set that up and have a conversation about pedal pumping. And I don't know, I think it might be for some people who have never verbalized and spoken about their fetish in a conversation with another person, I think it could be really therapeutic in a sense. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm offering therapy or anything like that, but I think it could have benefits. So I just, you know, consider it. If we record and you feel like maybe you're not ready to have me publish it, we can also, you know, I'm very cognizant, respectful of, like, it's kind of like a coming out, right? So not everyone's like ready for that. Oh, but I did tell, so not my trainer at the gym, but like another trainer, I was telling him the other day, we were chatting. He was kind of like hanging out with me and my trainer, I guess maybe kind of shadowing my trainer to learn how he trains me. And so he was kind of hanging out with us. And then at the end of the session, as I was leaving, he and I were just kind of chatting. And I can't remember what, like, how it came up. But I don't know if he was like, oh, what are you doing after this? Or do you have to go back to work or something? And I was like, oh, I'm a sex worker. I'm an online sex worker. And he was like, what? I'm like, yeah. And so I started telling him about pedal pumping and, you know, like the videos that I make. And he said, oh, I just got this GTI, I think it was a GTI or Golf, I guess it was a Golf Volkswagen, not too long ago. Come check it out. So I was like, all right. So we go out to the parking lot, and he has this little like 5-speed Volkswagen. I think it's like maybe a 20, oh God, I don't know, a 20 teens, maybe a 2010 or a 2015. I can't really remember, but it was really cute. And he said I could drive it, but I didn't drive it right then because I was like super sweaty and gross, and I just wanted to get home. But anyway, I thought that was kind of fun. So I'm always like talking about pedal pumping to people who have no idea what it is. And so I feel like it would just be so nice to talk to one of you patrons who actually has a pedal pumping fetish. And I think it might be good for you too, maybe. I don't know. I'm just gonna like toss that out there, and you guys can do with it as you will. So, I think that's all I'm gonna say this week. I'm going to play a little excerpt of the story about Caroline and her car, Rusty. And that's the car's name, Rusty. Rusty and Caroline. And we'll meet back here next week. Actually, you know what? Next week, I am going to be out of town, so I may record another episode like over the weekend. I'm going to be going on like a kind of like a road trip with my mom, and we're going to like a bunch of fun like performance art things, like concerts and stuff. And musicals and stage performances. So I will be back, but yeah, I'm just kind of thinking and planning in my head out loud. You guys don't need to hear this, but so for the next week, if anyone wants to like have a conversation with me, let's try to set it up for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Or maybe even Monday, but then I'm gonna be gone. So, and that would be for the following week. Okay? All right, you guys, let's meet back here next week, and I'll play a little excerpt of Caroline and Rusty. And if you wanna hear the whole thing, you can subscribe over to Patreon, or I think I even have this maybe, or it's coming on my OnlyFans. And you can also get it in the clip store at Clips for Sale if you really, really want to hear the whole story. Otherwise, just enjoy this little excerpt, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye. Come on, Rusty, she coaxed, her voice a mix of encouragement and frustration. I know you've got it in you. We've been through so much together. Don't give up on me now. With a deep breath, Caroline pumped the gas pedal a few times before turning the key once more. The engine roared again, but this time it was followed by a series of sputters and chokes. Rusty's engine had flooded, a familiar struggle that Caroline knew all too well. Oh, Rusty, come on! She pleaded, her hands gripping the steering wheel tighter. I need you today. Don't you remember all those beautiful road trips and adventures we've had? You've never let me down before. I believe in you. She turned the key again, but the engine's response was the same, a stubborn refusal to cooperate. The scent of gasoline hung in the air. A testament to the car's flooding predicament. All right, we're gonna leave Caroline and Rusty right there. Just a little excerpt. That's it for this week. See you guys next time. Take care.